So two randomized clinical trials evaluating hormone replacement therapy were initiated in the 1990s. And one of these trials was a trial in which women were randomized between placebo and combined estrogen progestin preparation.
And that's a typical type of hormone replacement that'd be used with somebody who has a uterus.
That's right.
To protect the uterus from getting uterine cancer.
That's right. The progestin is added basically as a protective agent because when they started using pure estrogens, and that was actually started, that part of hormone replacement therapy now 30 years ago, there was a very rapid increase in the amount of endometrial cancer, cancer of the uterus. And it was recognized that that was caused by a kind of a continuous pressure of the stimulatory effects of estrogen. The other part of the Women's Health Initiative trial looking at hormone replacement therapy was pure estrogen. But this, of course, would only be reasonable to give as hormone replacement therapy in women who had undergone a hysterectomy, who did not have a uterus.
And I guess we should say that when these trials were initiated, there was a very strong belief, particularly in the OBGYN community, that it clearly, there was no doubt, going to show that it reduced heart disease and without a substantial, you know, risk in terms of breast cancer. And that was really the basis of why it was being, I mean, there were tens of millions of women that were using it. Is that a fair statement that that's what they expected?
Yes, that is a fair statement. You know, there was a book written early on about hormone replacement therapy called Forever Young. And there was a lot of positive effects attributed to the hormone replacement therapy. For instance, it was attributed, women get less heart disease than men up until the age of about menopause. The idea that somehow estrogen was protective. This is the idea that estrogen might be protective for things like thinking. And actually, the results of the trial were really stunningly unanticipated. What the results of the trial were, in the first half of this trial, the part that was the combined estrogen plus progestin versus placebo, that trial's results were reported in mid-2002. In July of 2002, they were published. And what those results showed was a 26% increase in the risk of serious heart disease.
With taking the hormone replacement, the exact opposite of what we thought was going to happen.
Right. Many women had been taking hormone replacement therapy for a decade or longer with the idea that it was helping protect their hearts. Actually, it showed a 29% increase in breast cancer risk. It showed a 41% increase in the risk of having a stroke. And amazingly enough, in the older patients in this study, it actually showed an increased risk of developing dementia. So many of the positive attributes for hormone replacement therapy, at least for this form of hormone replacement therapy, were not supported by the data. In fact, were negative features of taking this form of hormone replacement therapy.
And I guess we should say, too, that as you mentioned, there hadn't been any randomized studies, but there had been a lot of research looking at the issue. I think one of the things that really fooled people was there seemed to be a correlation between whether women took HRT and, again, lower heart disease, et cetera. But what they couldn't correct for was, would a woman who takes HRT be more likely to be doing other health things, you know, maybe exercising, better diet, et cetera, that might confound it and make those data not correct?
Right. I think the idea that somehow you can correct for a number of imbalances, you know, just statistically, is really giving too much confidence in statisticians and statistical correction. Really, I think the result shows the power of randomized clinical trials, because in every study they found positive effects, apparent positive effects, in women who were taking hormone replacement therapy. But then when you took a look at who these were women who were more likely to be non-smokers, they were more likely to be close to ideal body weight, they were more likely to have a number of, you know, favorable health features. And even there was some attempt, therefore, to correct for that. But obviously, the correction was not well done. And it's never really possible outside of the context of a randomized trial, unless you're looking at a really huge effect, to be sure of it without a randomized trial.
So this shocking report comes out. And then what happened to the use of hormone therapy in this country?
What happened was it was really rapidly communicated to women and to their physicians. And within just 4 months, there was a 40% decrease in the use of hormone replacement therapy. And there was some decrease out into the next year as well. So at the end of a year and a half, there were only about one-third the hormone replacement therapy use that there had been previously.